This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
podcast.
Yay! Hey, today we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Claire Southgate. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been at Phoenix on and off for longer than I care to remember, nine years. I am one of the primary classroom instructors for K-2-6. And I notice our note says who, what, and when. I don't know. What? What, yeah. What am I?
Who are you?
Fabulous.
Do you do?
Who am I? I teach hands-on, fun, exciting classes. When? Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, there you go.
So you also have some background in environmental issues.
I do. I have a certificate in environmental management and another certificate in local and sustainable food systems. So
great.
I do try and bring some of that into the classroom anytime I can.
Perfect. And I understand you just started a new blog. Tell us about that.
I did. My new blog is slow getting started because there's a lot of focus on what's going on, getting ready for school and stuff. But the blog is about getting down to 500 items. As in owning 500
items. I did laugh, and I thought,
do
have you started
grouping? Do you like my underwear as a collective one?
And the books
did you,
as a grouping.
Well, and the books, because I must have 300. So, yeah. So I got to group and cheat a bit, but I've still got an awful lot of stuff to get rid of. So, yes, I do have a blog that's following that along too.
And I heard recently that you just had a birthday, and we had some birthday cake for her today. Are you ready, Jill?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Claire.
Oh, I was going to go like, you look like a monkey, or you work in a zoo, or something.
I would like that one way better.
Working in a zoo, and I was going to go wild on that one, but.
Yes, I did last week. 45 and proud of it. See? I don't even care, who knows?
I don't. I honestly think any birthday we get is better than the alternative, and we should celebrate them.
We were just talking about it this morning.
We had a cackle in the back.
There you go. So today, our podcast is going to feature some wing feathers, some nest news, what's hatching, and then beak off, some fledging funnies, and last but not least, we will take you under our wing and discuss 10 trends that are transforming homeschooling.
Wow.
I know, that was a bit of a mouthful.
That really was. I'm really glad you said that one.
Okay, well, let's dive on in, Jill. I noticed you wanted to give a wing feather out this week to the Calgary Opera.
I do. Well, that and the sharp eyes of one of my monkeys in the background, Jen. She saw that the Calgary Opera was clearing out some of their sets.
Oh. Exciting.
So we ended up getting some of quite a bit, actually. We're trying to find places to store it now and utilize it. Some huge sets that are going to work beautifully for our circus theme at the end of the year. I know.
I'm excited. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Hey, you wait and see.
I've even started to teach myself how to juggle.
Really?
Let me tell you, it's not going very well.
But I've got a long time
to practice.
Are you going to juggle with cream pies maybe at the end of the year?
Well, maybe I'll
feel
focus
a fundraiser
on the boys.
Coming
too. I totally do. I see an opportunity, man. We ended up with a great deal of wonderfully, sturdily built and things that will work perfect for circus, but we're actually already using some for prehistoric, and you might see some for Mexico that we're already thinking of these wonderful new resources that we get to use and reuse.
Nice. Perfect.
Fabulous.
And just a big shout out to the Creation Studio in general. I have to say that of the several dozens of families I toured this week, they were all most excited about the Creation Studio. Everybody who has called has heard of the Creation Studio. So good job there, Joe. And
yay!
And crew.
Oh, gosh, I have very talented monkeys. I'll tell you the things they think up. It's awesome.
Okay, our next little section is nest news.
Mm-hmm.
So welcoming to the nest, we have two new folks.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Davis is going to be our kindergarten teacher.
Mr. D.
Mr. D. Yeah, he's nuts.
He is. He is going to fit in here very nicely, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A very creative fit and a lot of fun.
He's also teaching the junior high school drama.
Uh-huh. Grade 8 in a box.
And the Lego Mindstorm Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Exciting.
And actually, I had him help me move a piano the other day.
Excellent. Good.
In like Flynn.
Well, you know, he's still trying to put a, you know, best foot forward and all that.
There you go.
Catch him while you can.
Catch him while you can, yeah. Normally people run from me.
He'll learn.
He'll learn, yeah, quickly. The next one is Mike Whittington. And Mike is a nice young guy, brand new teacher right out of the box, literally.
I know. Claire is so excited. She doesn't have any, you know, unfortunate large classroom habits she needs to retrain out.
Yes.
And, you know, he's really involved in the community. I think he's going to be such
a good
fit.
I'm very excited to work with Mike. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, he also works a lot with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I am actually, and I told Mike as he departed from us the other day, that please, we would like to make some extensions. We'd had a great partnership with Cornerstone down the road. And so, of course, the Boys and Girls Club are fabulous organizations, local clubs and such. We would love to work with them more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very exciting.
It is very exciting. On a little sad note, Miss Zara is taking some personal time, so we hope to see her back, but at the moment she's off on some personal leave.
We'll miss you.
Yes,
absolutely.
We will.
Mm-hmm. All right, next section. What's hatching? There's a lot in this section, so we're going to go quick, like a bunny. Ready?
Okay.
Go, Jill, go!
Challenge! We're all a little nuts around here.
Yeah, we are. So...
It just opens us up for everything at that
there
point.
There you go. The Cornerstone board challenged our board to the ice bucket challenge. And several of our people here, Miss Claire, you did it.
I did. It was cold.
A bit shocking. But in truth, we talked about it and we said, you know, that's great. And tons of people are supporting it. Absolutely.
Yep.
But we thought we would do something that was more representative of Phoenix.
Well, and our community, you know, of you know, we have seen some issues come through our doors,
for
staff
sure.
and families.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we figured that we might be able to put together a short little video, similar to the Ice Bucket Challenge, but something that's called We're All a Little Nuts, and it would be in support of mental health.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you know what that is a little closer to the time, and... because we're nuts and, you know, this is a great idea, but you know, we don't have a real plan.
Just work out some details.
Give us 20 minutes.
Like what we're going to do.
20 minutes.
But
we're
it'll be something nuts.
Yeah. There you go.
We are nuts and we'll be involving nuts.
Perfect. September the 3rd, we have a unique open house because it's open in the evening.
Yeah.
So at 6:30 p.m. on September the 3rd, all parents, grandparents, anybody else from the community, if you'd like to come on down, 6:30, we will be open and here for tour. Maybe coffee and cake.
Oh, can
always
we have cake?
Coffee and cake.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's have cake.
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
I would like that. But yeah, because, you know, a lot of time we have so many during the day, but it makes it difficult when you have dads or you know, people that are working during the day and they want to come down and sort of see what's going on.
Yeah, so come on down, dads.
Now's your chance.
Okay, September 5th, we are closed.
Yay!
Well, yes and no.
Yes,
we're all here.
I don't know why you're cheering. We're going to be here.
Right. This is the other
really,
one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're here for a staff
meeting. Well, now
meeting.
I'm sad. I thought I got to be like home.
Yeah. No, sorry, kid.
I was thinking of another date we talked about earlier that didn't matter. I was very relieved. But yeah, no. Actually, yeah, we're here.
We're here.
We're here.
So we'll be learning about anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
Our nurse.
Nuts.
Yeah, no, it's not. And EpiPens. Our nurse is bringing some EpiPens for us to practice with.
I could buy lots of EpiPens.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we stabbing Claire?
Only if I first get stung by a bee.
I've killed a few wasps, and Jen was running around the studio with the shop vac sucking wasps up. That somehow got in the building.
Well, I'm glad they didn't sting me, otherwise we'd have to using the pen.
She's running around the shop back.
That could be exciting.
It's a good, on a serious note, though, it is a good important thing for everybody to know how to use. They are easy to use, but in a state of panic, I have known people use the wrong end and stab themselves in the hand.
Yes.
So that's a lot of the reason now they sell two-ended with two doses in case people panic and use the first one on themselves.
There you go.
Yeah,
however, on that note, Phoenix is not an allergy-free zone. So please, people, make sure that if your students have serious allergies, that they have their pen on them. And if it's very serious, that you as the parent are in the building, but they absolutely should know how to administer their own EpiPen in the event of an emergency.
Or asthma medication and inhalers, because our staff here are not allowed to administer medication.
No.
Right.
Okay, September 9th is a very special day. We are having a whole bunch of workshops, starting with a parent orientation, and then we move on to a workshop called Learning Strategies, and a great way to think about how your kids learn and the kinds of things you can do to help them out. Then we have lunch together as a group. Then we talk about dealing with stress in kids, and that is something that we're starting to see more of, especially kids at this time of the year who are coming from a school setting and deciding to homeschool for the first time.
Yeah.
Then, Miss Claire, you have a workshop.
I do. It is possible to make social studies fun.
Of course it is.
Absolutely it is.
I love social studies.
But you know,
studies.
I can tell some people that and get a funny kind of look. But it's possible, and if you want to come on down, I can give you all kinds of ideas about how to make social studies.
I have been one of those people have given you the funny little look. I
yes,
just want to make
have.
Sure I put my kids in your class.
There you go. That works too. That totally works.
Let me tell you, I have made sure.
You know, because Claire will make it fun, and I can count on that. And then I have a jumping off point to carry on with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just take them back to the fun times.
So that's September 9th at 12:30. Mm-hmm. The cost for each of the workshops is $15. But then the very last workshop of the day is called Free Range Learning, and it's a little bit more expensive because you get an actual copy of the book written by Laura Grace Weldon called Free Range Learning. If you have not heard our previous podcast, this is the book we would have all written.
Oh my gosh. If we'd had time and gotten, you know, our stuff together, this is it.
It's a great book.
It's a wonder. It took us, it has helped support new homeschoolers, but it's also taken some of us, you know, moldy, oldie, worn out ones and made us remember why.
Right.
Yeah.
Then the next day, September 10th, is a very important day. So all of you guys that are involved in Junior High in a Box, that's our Junior High supported program, or in the grade 10, 11, 12 supported program, that's the day for you. So we're having two workshops, a Junior High workshop, and we're having a high school workshop on that day. Please make sure you register for that. It's important that we know how many numbers so that we can have supplies. All of you kids who are in the Box program, that will be the day that you actually get your box.
So I have a question about the workshop.
Yep.
Is this for families who have absolutely decided that they want to do the supportive program either in the box or high school, or is this for families who might still be wondering and wanting more information? Can they still sign up for this afterwards?
Yes, they totally. This is for families who are still deciding.
Okay.
As well as the decided.
Okay. So you don't have to have signed on the box dotted line yet.
No, you don't.
Or in the box dotted line.
Or in the box dotted
line. Or even outside of it.
I like coloring outside the lines.
Me too.
So please see our website and the Google Calendar for the exact dates and times. Well, the date is September 10th.
She can't find the time.
I can't find the time.
Okay, I'm looking. Wait, I'm looking now. There it is. I see it. So if you are looking in our teen program guide, turn with me. Here's the pages. Keep turning. It's on page 19, and it is at 9 o'clock for the junior high workshop and 10:30 for the high school workshop. There, we found it.
Yay!
Everything is in the guide.
Well, everything except for when I go to look for something and I'm like, ah! But now they're making me a cheat sheet.
There you go. Okay, so I think that's the last of what's hatching. Mm-hmm. Shall we move on?
Oh, I believe so.
All right. Well, the very next section is a BCOF. So, Claire, usually the BCOF is a complaint. Either one we've received or one we have.
Because it can go either way.
Okay.
You know, we have that little box. So just outside of our reception desk, there's a little box that's called our BCOF box.
Yeah.
So if you really have a problem, don't tell your neighbors. Tell us.
Yeah.
And write it down on a piece of paper. Please put your name and phone number, because if it's a serious complaint, then we want to call and ask you about it and get some more information.
Yeah.
We've had a few people put funny things in there.
It's always interesting opening the box.
It is. It's a little frightening some days. But anyways, we are having some issues with our phone system, so we do apologize if you do call us and things are a bit garbled. It is something on the inside to do with our network, so our computer guy is working on it.
And who's our computer guy?
His name is Costi Muirhead.
Muirhead?
I'll try that one again. Okay. It's Costi Muirhead.
Yay!
There
Costi!
You go.
50. And he just came back from holidays, and I don't know if he's ever walked into a job site before and had so many people so excited to see him. Because the Beak Off situation is one of those moments where families complained, and we've complained. Yes. This phone system is just a problem. So what can we suggest for families?
Be patient and book an appointment to come in and see us in person.
Yeah, come and see us because, you know, sometimes we can string words together.
And you can't force cake down the phone.
No, right. That's true.
And right. When you bring cookies and tea.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Yeah, no, you need to come visit.
Maybe that's what's wrong with our phones.
Who's been trying to shove cake down the phone?
Yeah. Okay, moving on to our fledgling funnies. So, Claire, in this little segment, sometimes Jill and I report funny things that the kids have said. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have a million of these over the years. Uh-huh. And I have to say, Miss Vanessa has done a beautiful job. Last year, I think it was, for the first half of the year, she collected all the funny little things that her kindergarten kids said to her in music class. Mm-hmm. And she put them in a little paper, and she put them in an old fishbowl. Empty old fishbowl.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
And then, come January, she started pulling them out. So in the dead of winter, when things were a bit bleak and cold and there was maybe not as many kids and nobody was as cheerful, she started pulling them out and she would post them on Facebook.
Yeah.
And some of them were just absolutely soul-saving.
Yeah, they were very funny. Yeah.
But we have...
Maybe I'll try that this year because, yes, I've got millions, but off the top of my head...
I know. It never just comes, does it? So I thought perhaps maybe we do our F&Q. Mm-hmm. F-A-Q. F&Q?
Not an F&Q. F-O...
All right, so these are some of the common questions. Diana says, I'm very red, I feel. Okay, are you ready, girls? It's going to be a quiz. I'm going to ask, and you're...
Oh, I love these moments that you...
Okay, you ready? What geographical areas do we serve?
Calgary and area.
Calgary and surrounding area.
Right. But we have had some people come from very far away.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we have people who, you know, we see a few times a year, but they make sure they plan for the full day. Some of them even get a hotel room in town and plan for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. You ready? Are there any fees to register here at Phoenix? Claire?
Yes, there are. $50 for each new student and $25 for returning students.
I had to laugh. Somebody said, wow, that's really steep. I said, you're
seriously?
Joking.
Seriously?
I said, it costs us $2,000 a month just for the electricity.
Yeah, let's not get started on the photocopying.
Oh. Yeah, no. You had to bring that up, eh?
Yeah, thank you. We were having a jolly moment there.
Okay, are you ready, Miss Jill?
No.
How hard is it to switch from traditional, or the proper term, which is home education, over to a school-directed program?
So how hard is it to switch from a traditional or home ed program to a school-directed program? That's actually very hard.
Right.
Yes. You cannot.
You got it.
Yay! I kept fumbling over my words. You can't do it. It just... You're going to end up paying a lot more, but you can always move from the
school-directed or fully aligned.
Thank you.
You can always drop down to home education.
Thank you. I can't always say it.
But you can always do it.
You can always do it.
Even if we can't say it.
And you know what? Someone is here to help you.
Not Jill.
Just neither. No.
I paint pretty pictures.
And I teach.
You teach. Uh-huh. Well, who's more disappointed now, huh?
Okay, our next question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can you meet your learning coach before registering?
Who are you asking?
Why is there a pause?
Okay. Because you didn't tell us who this
we want one to.
Okay, let's see. Claire.
You can, because in most cases we will know who your learning coach will be, and then you're welcome to come and make an appointment and see us in the summertime.
Yeah. So anytime, basically, our coaches this year, Miss Kim will be here 4 days a week, Miss Joanne will be here 4 days a week, Miss Jolene will be here 3 days a week, and Miss Karen will be here 3 days a week. So lovely, there is always someone here to give you a hand. All right, how much notice do we give for visits? Well, somebody was asking, do we do home visits? And I'm going to jump in here.
Okay.
Yes, we totally do home visits, but we prefer if you come to the school. Just because it makes it easier for everybody. And we heard from homeschooling families that they didn't like facilitators necessarily always coming out to their house because they felt more judged. and they had to clean.
That's mine. That was my comment. As a homeschooler, I really didn't like having them come to my home. It made me feel nervous, and I don't want to feel that judged on my cleaning ability either.
There you go. So we usually do a face-to-face meeting in September, October. So we encourage people to really get that first meeting in right away, mm-hmm. because it's how your year goes. That's mm-hmm. the planning piece. And we're here to help you with resources and ideas and strategies and all that kind of stuff, customizing the program. So get that in as soon as you can. Then the next meeting is usually in January, February. Mm-hmm. And then the last meeting is May, June. Okay, so you can expect to meet with us generally 3 times a year if you're on a school-directed program, or twice a year if you're doing home ed or traditional.
But wait a minute. We hear up certain panic things. Like, what do you mean? I'm school-directed, and I can start booking my meetings in May, but we're not done. That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you don't
okay.
have to be finished. It's all right. In fact, if you have your meeting early, it kind of takes the pressure off. And actually, you'll find yourself relaxing and everybody getting more things done.
Right.
I found.
Okay, so what if you're in a situation, though, you two, where you're having trouble as a parent and you're struggling to try and teach something? What kind of support do we give?
Well, any of the certificated teachers are a huge wealth of knowledge with all kinds of access to resources and... Sorry, I had a speech. I had to scratch. Sorry, edit. but, yeah, and you can always contact by phone, you can email... doesn't even necessarily have to be your specific learning coach. They've all a wealth of ideas. So.
And particularly kids who are struggling with math. This year we have Miss Joanne. She's here 4 days a week. She is outstanding when it comes to math all the way to grade 12. Additionally, our new certificated teacher, Master Mike, he also is really great with math. And I think the kids are going to really like to sit with him and understand. He will help them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect. All right, let's see. Going on. Next question for you guys. So how about, now this is a tricky one because it's kind of changed and it's not totally updated on our website. What kinds of testing do we do? We actually do three.
Three. We do the Canadian Test of Basic Skills.
I was going to say
that. No, that was mine. I got it first.
Okay.
Are we still doing Kaufman this year?
No.
Are we still doing PATs this year?
Yes, but only for grades 6 and 9.
I'm kind of excited about the grade 3 exchange.
Right. And what is it?
This is the doggone acronym, and she knows it because she had to help me out yesterday.
It's
what
the
is it?
SLA, the Student Learning Assessment.
And why am I excited about the new grade 3 one for this?
Because it's on the iPad and it looks like a game.
I know. I'm ready to do it.
And it can be administered over 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be at a specific time, like 9 o'clock
nice.
To 9:06. Additionally, we get results back almost immediately. So within a couple of days, we get some results. And once everybody is done through the 10 days, then we get an aggregate result. So it's very nice. It will allow us to adjust some programming, but also it's results specific to the kids. So parents and teachers and everybody
nice.
Will get results right away. Very
so
nice.
That's very different from the PATs. I think I can get behind this one.
Absolutely. And I've done it. I passed.
Did you?
Did you pass grade 3? That's fabulous.
I know, it's shocking, isn't it? I didn't do that.
I want to see if I can pass grade 3.
I know.
I don't know that I'd like to try the 6, but 3 I
well,
think.
Well, do you remember the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, no, I'm
sadly,
not.
I was
no,
not.
No, neither was I.
I was kind of disappointed in myself.
There you go. Okay, how much do we give for resources?
It varies on the program. So home ed this year is $850. Blended varies between $1,000 and $1,200. And fully school directed is $1,500 per year.
But Jill, you had a comment to someone the other day at the front desk, and I thought it was incredibly relevant, about not choosing your program based about the dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, you know, there are families that we've seen come in partway through the year. I was one of those families when I first started homeschooling. And you don't get any funding, and you
mm-hmm.
cannot make that decision for your family based on the money. Our family was in need. We were a crisis situation
right.
14 years ago, and you just really can't. And even using your funding, there's a general average of what people end up going out of pocket on as well. And what was that average, Diana?
A very active homeschooling family will probably spend an additional $700 on top of their resource funding.
Yeah.
It's very common.
Yeah. So, you know, this you do not want to make this kind of an important family decision really based on a few dollars. Don't get me wrong. If you know you're going to homeschool, register before September 30th.
Absolutely.
Because that funding money does help, but don't base your decision on that.
Right. Okay, so what kinds of things can they actually use their funding money for? Because this is one of the things that we differ from some school boards on.
The one that I am the most happy and proud about is the Zoom memberships, things like that. Is we do not fund just for the one child or each individual child registered with us. We do a family membership. Because, Diana, when did you last drop off your grade 2 student at the Zoo door?
And just leave them.
Have a great day. Ask a stranger what time it is. No, we are homeschooling. We are active as families. And so I'm very proud of us for that. Hey, I want my son to go into hockey.
Yes, you absolutely can. We'll pay for the lessons. Unfortunately, Alberta Education will not reimburse for equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that makes a statement. There are some choices the school has a choice for. There are some that we don't. It's a government situation, and equipment does
not. And please do not buy a big screen TV. I know you watch movies, educational movies on there, but honestly, Alberta Education will not pay for a big screen TV.
Do not care how many educational videos you take out of the library. Hey, how about a library card?
Totally. $12, best thing you can possibly do.
Well,
actually, I think for kids, it's free.
Yeah, and I do hear they're going to waive the $12 fee for adults, actually, starting possibly next year. I just saw...
Darn it, mine just expired like
yesterday. I know,
but
I just saw something online this morning, so...
Darn it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the next question that we hear quite often is, what about used materials? Do I have access to used materials? So, in this particular case, we don't have sort of a library anymore of used materials, although sometimes we have stuff that people have donated, that we have a little table out in our library area that people can cruise through. But more often, September 30th, which is count day, we have a used curriculum sale that day. Mm-hmm. Come and turn in the stuff that didn't work for you or that your kids have outgrown and sell it for a quarter here and there or a buck here and there and get some new stuff.
Are we renting tables this year?
We do. So if you would like a table, they're $5 each. There's also a bake sale.
Ooh, exciting.
Well, I don't know. Our bakers. Megan is busy. At pastry school.
Well, I was really hoping that she might actually do something for us this year that was a grade above cupcakes.
Oh, I don't know. I gotta say, those cupcakes and your daughter's cupcakes, my son's banana bread sold like hotcakes last year. Sorry, bacon humor there. It's very little.
There you go. Okay, last question, ladies. Do people have access to science labs or gym?
Gym. Totally.
Gym. Absolutely. All of our classes, or this year we have health and wellness classes, and yes, there will be a gym aspect for all the kids. So yes, we have also hockey classes and
regular gym.
What else do we have? Dance. Oh, there's dance coming. There's karate. Mm-hmm. So, yes, plenty of gym for sure. Science labs. We don't have a specific dedicated lab, but we do have lots and lots of hands-on and fun science classes. And they can get a little messy, so I'm sure you'd much rather they were here than at home. And we'd love to see them.
Why mop your floor?
Why mop yours? We'll mop it for you. Yeah.
Hey, we're not sure if you realize that the Phoenix Foundation runs off of your energy and goodwill. This is Barry Davidson with the Phoenix Foundation Board. Just wanted to remind you that we accept donations. Cash is good. Items, books, anything that helps us deliver our crazy and wacky programs. So check out phoenixfoundation.ca for where you can drop them off or send them. We'd be very appreciative. Have a great day.
Okay, how about we move on to Under Our Wing? So let's take them under our wing and talk about the 10 trends that are transforming homeschooling. So this was an article that was sent to us by our guest writer, Laurie DeRogier, and it was in a homeschooling magazine, The Homeschool Handbook. Mm-hmm. You can find that at www.thehomeschoolhandbook.com. Lots of good information there. You can read the magazine on digital. So there. Oh, Claire is showing
see,
you.
She's showing you right
I'm
now.
I'm showing you. No, I'm
just like a small child with the phone.
But look, here
look,
it is.
I drew a picture. Although now they actually can with Skype and FaceTime.
Oh,
they can
yes,
do that.
Yes, I know.
Absolutely. Okay, let's look at the 10 trends, lady. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. First one is blended and online learning. How do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm for it. We got it.
we're doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to bring in resources from sort of all over, mm-hmm. For the kids who like the online, you know, my son likes some online, some not. I mean, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's great and you can gear it towards sort of the way the kids want to learn. So, yeah.
I do think it is important though. It's a good tool for kids who are a little bit older.
Yes.
It makes me sad to think of small children attached to a computer,
oh, yeah.
never going outside.
No.
Or a great big stack of papers.
I'm kind of thinking about my own and junior high and
up. We're all old and crusty. We've often laughed about the younger kids. Oh my goodness, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun, get
absolutely.
Out, get messy.
Absolutely.
But as far as that kind of leads into another one, blended and online learning, for our references, it also means following a program of studies, mm-hmm. right? So some people might choose to do home education for one part of their subjects, and they might choose to go, we really like color in grade
one.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to follow the Alberta program of studies. So that's another way of looking at blended and
actually, I had a conversation with
because
the dad
this is an American paper, so
right,
I wanted to make
that. For sure.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. It is interesting. They do predict that by 2019, at least 50% of all high school classes will be online, and we're going to see a change here in Alberta too. Because when the new Education Act comes in next year in 2015, it will extend the funding that's available to students to the age of 21. And that means we're going to see more kids taking classes. Mm-hmm. But, of course, our high schools, the physical brick-and-mortar high schools, still only support X number of students.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So where would those kids go? Well, things like Chinook's Edge,
Chinook Learning College,
mm-hmm. Some of those guys mm-hmm. upgrading at mm-hmm. various post-secondary, they're going to see a bump in students who I think maybe have finished high school, then decided to go and do something specific, mm-hmm. and they come back for upgrading.
Yeah.
So, be very good.
Absolutely.
The next one on here was project-based learning. How is this new?
I'm not sure.
It's not.
Well,
it's not to me, anyway.
No,
I mean, it's a great way for kids to immerse themselves in a topic that interests them. I mean, to me, it's kind of obvious.
I mean, as homeschoolers, we've all been rolling around for a long time, and we've seen this for,
ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say it might be new to perhaps public schools, but it certainly isn't to homeschooling.
No, mm-hmm. absolutely not.
So I wouldn't agree with the authors in the fact that this was a trend that was transforming homeschooling, because this is an oldie.
Yeah.
This is one that they may have just discovered, but it's not new to us.
Okay, number three, digital badges for learning.
This, however, is new.
Really, it caught my attention and got me thinking of other things, too. But the way this is, I thought, what an interesting way for kids to go. And, this is, again, U.S.-based, but wouldn't that be interesting if the kids could go and participate at, say, Drumheller?
Oh, yeah.
And they check in on their digital phone, perhaps, and their activities that they do, and they earn badges for participating.
Yeah. So basically, Chicago Summer School is what it was called, the project.
Mm-hmm, it's like an upgraded version of the brownie sash.
Yes.
With all the different badges on. No, I mean, I like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. So we were actually brainstorming, Claire, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that idea. that and see if we can get some listener feedback and your feedback too. Mm-hmm. So what about if at our parent orientations, because we ask all our parents to come for an orientation, even if they're oldie and moldies like us.
Like us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we thought maybe if we went and bought 50-100 clipboards and we photocopied a list of all the different kinds of places they could go. The Calgary Zoo, the Calgary Tower, the Glenbow Museum, all that kind of stuff. And then we have the ability to order a bunch of wonderful little badges, and we would put that little badge there, and of course there is a little cost to them. Yeah. Usually they're $1 to $4, somewhere in there.
Depending on the badge. They, yeah. they range.
But that could be something
and
we
can
handle.
And then they visit that place. Yeah. I think that's a fabulous idea. Wonderful. I love it.
Almost like a scavenger hunt.
Do you know what it is? Mm-hmm. That is what it is. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about how, unfortunately, one of the trends I think we're seeing is that people are spending more and more time in their home when they're homeschooling. They're not getting out in the community.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of wonderful resources that they're just not accessing.
Oh, yeah. And so if we give them a list of things that they can either visit in the Calgary or area, they already have their list of where to go and they're motivated to go do it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I think it's a fabulous idea.
Okay. Yeah. We're on it. How would you like to do that?
Yeah. I'll work on it, hey? Okay, so please, new project.
Because, you know, Claire was just sitting around back there. She really had nothing to do.
Just sitting around twiddling.
There you go. 5,000 pairs of scissors.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Okay, number four on the list.
Here when you talk about what a great idea something is. Yeah, I should know better.
The only thing worse is when you're not in the room and you get voted in.
Yes, that's happened too.
Attend every meeting.
Here I am.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, number four is community-based education.
We're doing that too.
Here we are.
I know. It's like really, these are transforming trends.
And again, this has been around forever.
Right.
This is not new.
Yeah, this is absolutely not new.
Now, ladies, to be fair, if you are homeschooling in the Calgary area, you really have the very best. Because so many of our community organizations acknowledge homeschoolers. Yes. They have days for homeschoolers.
Our government supports.
Oh, completely.
And there are places that they don't. They have to kind of sneak and do things. So we're so fortunate.
Absolutely.
Spoiled rotten we are.
There you go. So it's good that they're all catching up to us.
It is.
Okay, number five, adaptive learning software.
Now, this is kind of cool in a way for those, you know, real techie kids. Mentioned a couple of things here, and I've not looked at the ones that they discussed, but I was exploring the Khan Academy's website and their new learning type of thing, and it's tracking it for you as the parent or the teacher, and so I'm thinking they're kind of coming online with that. I literally just, it came across my world the other day. I mean, we've used Khan for years for fabulous videos for math and science. But they're actually bringing this new kind of database in that tracks. It's quite interesting.
So a lot of different ones are starting to do that, a lot of different software programs, educational software programs, because, of course, people want to know that kids are learning or where they're struggling and so on. So it's a good thing, I think, and makes it maybe interesting in the sense that if the computer senses that you've mastered a concept, it doesn't keep bringing it back.
Exactly, because repetition is great in some ways, but sometimes it just bogs you down.
Yes.
You know, really, again?
Okay, number six was DIY learning. Holy cow, this is like Pinterest, man.
You know, I think, you know, again, a new homeschooler, maybe, you know, when we do see them, they come in, they're very overwhelmed with their choices of resources, whether that's places to go or places to shop. And then when they get in there, there's, you know, 35 math books.
Yeah, exactly.
So perhaps this is just something that, you know, it needs to be, you know, calm down, people. It's all good. There's always YouTube.
Well, but did you know that YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world?
Seriously?
I did not know that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, but still.
I mean, I've taught myself how to knit on YouTube. Yeah. I've learned how to make particular icing things.
It's how Dan learned how to properly lace up his van runners, because apparently the way I have them laced is not.
You're old school.
Is that mom? Just look it up on YouTube. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, you know, but there you go. It was a do-it-yourself
learning moment.
In action. He's cutting edge.
Yeah. Okay. He's cut edge, all right.
All right, so the next one was maker spaces.
Yes. Mm. Now, I've heard of this before. I mean, we've all heard of this, but in particular, one of my Chop Shop monkeys, Jen, again, she's very enamored with this idea. But
there's
an area,
there's a place in Calgary.
Is there?
Protospace or something. But yes, there is one.
Oh, perhaps we can put a link for that on the website.
Yeah, I will try and find it. But yes, we do have one in town.
Okay. And I just keep chuckling because she's like, we should do this. And I'm like, excellent. Are you staying late to clean up that night?
Yeah, no, because
I'm really tired.
There's already quite the network in town. So, yeah, I will find something. But, yeah, and it has a great, it's a great idea, right?
Yeah.
And I like what they said about how it's actually easier for homeschoolers than people in regular school to be able to interact with it because of the times and things that it's open.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 8 is personal learning network. So this one,
again.
This is homeschooling. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
Yep, a network of people that you learn from. Well, isn't that just kind of the world at large?
I mean, I know, but I think this has always been the homeschooling community.
Yes.
So again, my beef is with the titling of the article.
Yes.
Because it's not really transforming homeschool. This
is homeschooling.
But see, and this one here, it's number 8. But I really felt number 8 and number 9
kind
were really
of all
the
went
same
together.
Thing.
It was the same thing with
because,
a different.
Because, I mean, look, we've got.
So number 9 is?
Unbundled. Education. And they're talking about, you know, it's not always all or nothing. They're talking in this particular aspect about public or private brick and mortar schools was my interpretation. And being that we're in Alberta, schools don't always open their doors for you to come and take a science class.
No.
But there are other options. There's summer school through Chinook Learning.
Yep.
And they can have labs and they can have all of that. So you can... I see these two as the same thing. You build, right?
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's
oh,
about building
Phoenix
a network
is having a wonderful
of where
class
to get your education.
There,
and,
you know, I play community soccer, and I do this, and I do that. And you know.
I think, though, we're going to see a little bit more of this in the post-secondary world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the post-secondary world, we might see sort of a degree where you could take a few classes at this university. You might take something online.
Yes.
You might take something here. But then bundled together, it gives you a degree or a certificate or something.
Mm-hmm.
There is tons of open universities. Mm-hmm. iTunes U.
Mm-hmm.
I love iTunes U.
I know. I like it, too.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, let's look at the library services.
Yeah, the
Gale
courses at the library.
Yeah, we've taken a bunch of them, and some of our staff here, Karen Jackson, she runs our mentor program, and she is an
She is a rabid learner.
Oh, she is.
She is.
And she is absolutely...
I'm struggling to keep up with her. But,
I know. And I told her today, do you, like, have shares in Gale Learning?
Yeah. I'm like, Karen, you got to stop, please.
Hey,
I'm like, it's coming at me from all directions.
I'm sorry, but listen, I mean, you know, I share space, two spaces and workspaces with these two rabid readers and educators. Karen is constantly taking courses and reading. Diana is constantly taking... And I sit there feeling, well, like a monkey.
just go paint something pretty.
I'm like,
seriously, that's why I put together stuff for, you know, 7-year-olds. It makes me feel better.
It makes you awesome. High five.
Okay, the last one applies to you two. The awakening.
What is the awakening? What is the awakening?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's people getting more informed about the possibilities for life and learning in a connected and increasingly digital world. So there you go.
Well,
are you awake, Jill?
That, you know, I'm pretty stimulated over that one. Again, other than, you know, the new technologies that are constantly being, you know, churned out, whether that's iPads, whether that's computers, whether that's, you know, Lego Mindstorms program, there's always things. It's kind of like we're doing that, right?
There's just one line in this that just says people have more choices than at any time in history when it comes to finding the right fit for students. And that basically is the crux of, like, this stuff isn't new, or most of it isn't new, but that's it. The choices are there, and sometimes people just need help knowing where to look for them.
Our favorite word, choice.
Yes. And I think that's important because our other favorite saying is, if anybody's crying, no one's learning. Yeah. And sometimes it bubbles down to simply the resource that's being used.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not the concept, mm-hmm. and it's not...
It's not that it's too difficult or anything like that. Sometimes it's the presentation. And as a parent who is homeschooling, sometimes that's finding that match between how you see things and how they see things.
Absolutely.
And you will find that fit. But again, if anybody's crying, and that includes you,
mm-hmm.
not just the student, go move on. There are other choices.
and look at a different way to approach it.
Yeah, it makes me incredibly sad when... partway through the year, we have people show up at the front desk, and they're in tears because they're like, we just can't keep going with this book. And I'm like,
why? Throw the garbage. Stop then.
Yes. Why are you continuing this long? Sell it at the used curriculum sale and move on. There are so many choices, but I do. I think people get overwhelmed with their choices, and then they make a choice, and they feel like it's in stone.
You feel like once you've made that first choice. I remember the first year with Chloe, and I was at one of the other boards.
One of the other boards.
Before she found us. Yeah, well, I came as a rescue about 3 months later because I got home with this stack of books about 2 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And we had tears by the end of the first day, her and me. And I'm like, okay, this is just isn't going to. So I wasted all my money. But
it wasn't a waste.
It was a learning moment. It was a painfully expensive learning moment. But yes, it was a learning moment.
Those books make it to a used curriculum sale?
Absolutely, they did. As new.
I used to buy so many. Any new things I wanted to give a shot, I would do it at the used curriculum.
Oh, yeah.
So what if the first three pages are marked in? Because that's when it did not work for them anymore.
Absolutely.
So I am going to be posting on our website an article that is drawn from the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown,
mm-hmm.
and it talks about how to get rid of your resources and how to let go, because sometimes it's very challenging. So look for that post, and
maybe
I hope you enjoy it.
Maybe it could be a shared post between the cleaning up your world and
decluttering and going down to 500. Should be a very interesting journey. Claire, how did they find your blog?
Oh dear. Oh, I don't know.
Do you really want anybody to find you yet?
How do I find it? I don't know. Well, if you have me on Facebook, I'll work that out. Esteemed listeners, I have no idea.
I post
the link on Facebook. But yes, I'll talk to you. You can help me. Excellent. It'll be there.
Okay, so that wraps up our podcast for today. So, Jill.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
No.
This is Diana Mann.
Diana!
This is Diana Stinn and
Jill Mann. Claire Southgate.
It was fun. Can I come back another time?
Oh, please do.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.
A wonderful, trendy day.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is Barry Davidson, chair of the Phoenix Foundation. We're very proud of the crazy women that run our school and deliver our programs, and we're glad you had time to experience it online. Check back soon for our next podcast.